The Great Lakes are front and center in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Dan Egan's new book. The Death and Life of the Great Lakes serves as a semi-biography of the lakes, from the opening of the St. Lawrence Seaway to current issues of harmful algae blooms and invasive species. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller tells us more.
Dan Egan reported on Great Lakes issues for years before a fellowship got him thinking about a book.
My biggest idea in writing this book was just to give people a Great Lakes literacy, to not tell the whole history of the lakes and not tell every issue facing the lakes, but just to have a survey of what I see as the important critical issues facing them.
Egan says knowledge of the lake's past will hopefully spur readers to seek solutions. He's concerned about efforts to roll back environmental regulations at the EPA.
We just don't want to see the lake's condition go backwards. We've just made such remarkable strides in many ways since 1972.
This month's release of The Death and Life of the Great Lakes coincidentally corresponds with the release of President Trump's budget blueprint, which eliminates $300 million in annual funding for Great Lakes restoration programs. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.